the city to see if they had any follow-up on the last submittal into the record from the county.
Yeah, having only been able to review these for a few minutes here, just some general comments on the first question posed by the hearing examiner. The county is stating that the TIA exceeded the county's requirements. I'm not aware of any published requirements the county actually has for a TIA. Their concurrency ordinance refers to some standards, including trip generation under the fifth manual. Apparently, the ninth edition was used for this project, and now there is a 10th edition that's recently released that they intend to use going forward. So it concerns me that both an applicant and a member of the public doesn't actually know what the county standard is for this because it's not in code. I think that from a SEPA standpoint, the information that is needed in a TIA may be different than what is needed for calculating a traffic impact fee or completing review under a concurrency standard. And so we've identified that we feel that there are potential adverse impacts related to the peak PM hour, because that is the hour where traffic is greatest on the surrounding road network. And we don't feel that that was evaluated in the report. We'll take the pastor at his word about trip generation, and hopefully the decision will reflect some sort of cap on how much this use can expand within the review that has occurred. As far as consensus, we agree there is no intergovernmental agreement in place that applies to level of service standards, transportation funding, modeling, or future improvements. That intergovernmental agreement is only referred to in the county's concurrency ordinance. Again, there's nothing under SEPA that prevents mitigation being applied across jurisdictional boundaries. And so, you know, we still believe that were a project approved that allows traffic to be generated greater than what has been represented, that it would have an impact on city facilities, and that impact should be mitigated. And either SEPA or the conditions of approval issued pursuant to the conditional use permit would be the basis for that mitigation. As far as the table, it looks like they only address one project that is on their six-year TIP. I think the city has identified several projects that are not currently in either their capital facilities plan or on the six-year TIP, and we are still very concerned that neither the county nor developers who are impacting those facilities are going to be held accountable for their impacts to those facilities. But again, without resolving the trip generation issue for the church, unless the approval is conditioned on this four peak PM trips, you know, it's difficult to say what impact would exist, and we don't feel that it's our burden to demonstrate that impact. We feel it's the applicant's burden to show that they've met the criteria for granting approval under a conditional use permit. So, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything from the county? Yes. Your name again for the record.
Jeff Shea, County Traffic Engineer.
And you remain under oath.
Yes, ma'am. I would just like to clarify, there's been a lot of discussion about how the trip generation was determined. It was done by square footage. The ITE trip generation manual allows different options of ways to calculating that. And in this case, we think that the usage is more indicative of the number of seats, and that's how the trip generation was calculated in this case.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the county? Okay. Anything, any last words from the applicant? Nope. Okay. All right. Any last questions? Anything else? All right. The record is now closed on this. I will take everything under consideration. And Ms. Sand, you've provided a copy of that language on the condition. to the hearing examiner clerk, or you will if you haven't yet. Great. Okay. And I will get a decision out within 10 business days. It will be emailed to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she will forward it on to all parties of record. So I think with that, thank you all. This was a little bit of an unusual proceeding. This is probably the first time I've actually reopened a hearing. Usually I just continue and review the submittals that have come in, but appreciate your patience on this, and I definitely appreciate your thoughtful comment. Have a bit to digest before this goes out. So thank you all.